We thank the Lord for the special songs this morning. God's faithfulness and being in the Lord's hands, that's a pretty good combination. I'd like this morning to start out with a text in Book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter. And read verses 1 through 3. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." I'd like to think about the thought of running with patience the race that is set before us. The previous chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, it talks about, that's the, people have called that the faith chapter, but it talks about people that had faith and trust in God, they believed God, and it gives the things that they did because of their faith in God. Noah built an ark for the saving of his house. That was all by faith. He kept building that ark, working on that ark for 100 years, him and his sons. That was a long time. That was a monumental task. But he kept on. And there was Moses. There was Abraham. We see the trials of Abraham, the difficulties Abraham faced in his life. But these dear ones, they kept faith in God. They kept holding on to the Lord in their life. They had good times, they had difficult times, like we all do in life. But they held on to faith, and God blessed them. And now in chapter 12 it says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses." You know, we have these dear ones that are mentioned in the Scriptures for our good, for our encouragement, our strength, but we've had people also of faith that we have known in our lives that loved God and that were delivered from a life of failure, a life of sin. And so we are encompassed about. We've known people that have overcome difficult obstacles and things, and God has blessed them. So we also are compassed. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses." You know, sometimes we can lose sight and think we're just this little little group in 2025, you know. But I believe we're part of the long line of people of faith that have believed and trusted God, that gave their lives to the Lord. He says here, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." I'm thinking about how important it is for us to, this scripture is an inspiration, encouragement to me, but to be able to run with patience through life. It's not a, life is not a 100-yard dash, but it's year after year, month after month, week after week. It's like a long distance run. And people that run long distance, they have to pace themselves. They have to run with endurance because they know it's not going to be over right away. They've got to go. They've got to be able to endure. And the Lord can help us. But I want to mention about the weights this morning here. He said, let us lay aside every weight. You know, we have to set aside things that will hinder us in this journey. We can't carry a bunch of things that we're not meant to carry with us. It will wear us out. So we have to lay aside. I think about different weights that we have to lay aside. And one of them that I found in my life that I have to lay aside is past failures. Times that you felt like you failed the grace of God. Times that you feel like you just wasn't quite really what the Lord wanted you to be. For one reason or another, maybe it was a lack of understanding, maybe it was a lack of grace in our hearts and lives. But we have to, that failure can be a great weight to us. Now, the older that I've gotten, the more I realize that people have carried and do carry sometimes great weights in their lives. Great weights, great sorrows, great disappointments, great hurts. And we have to come to a place, I believe, by the Lord's help, where we lay those things aside. We ask the Lord to forgive us. We ask the Lord, we clean up the mess as best as we can. We apologize. We ask forgiveness. We do all that we know to do. But there comes to a point that God doesn't want to hear us saying again, Lord, please forgive me. For the 100th time. Please forgive me. He heard us the first time. You know, one scripture says, we weary the Lord. How do we weary the Lord? He said, how do we weary the Lord? You know, we can weary the Lord with our weight sometimes. God has a forgiveness and a release, and we have to lay that weight aside, or it'll just drag you down. It'll drag us down. It will hinder us in the Christian life from being what God wants us to be. It will hinder us, and past failures can be a great weight to us that we're trying to run, we're trying to do what's right, we're trying to live for the Lord, and yet we got this big old huge weight that we're trying to drag along with us. You know, in the book of Acts, where they were, and this has happened different times when ships have been at sea and they've been in the storm, it says they loosed the tackling. What does that mean? They start pitching stuff overboard because they can't carry the weight. The storm's crashing in, water's coming on board. They picked up a load, they were carrying to a destination, but a storm happened, and the one in Paul, when Paul was there on the ship, They were in that storm, I believe, 14 days. They had not seen sun or moon, just clouds, wind, beating rain, driving, that said the ship was driven. And they loosed the tackling. They started getting rid of the weights that would take them under. And I believe that we have to do that also in life at times. We need to be able to forgive ourselves also, and be able to go on, to move on. If we don't, it will affect us. It will hinder us. I believe it's that way with grief and losing a loved one. You know, you can carry that grief, and I feel like you probably always have a change that has occurred through that. But there comes a point where it's not that you don't ever grieve anymore or ever miss them, but there comes a point where you just gotta go. You gotta move on. Life keeps going. And Lord, help us to be able to, the weights, to be able to cast aside. I think about hurt feelings. That can be a weight to people. Things that people have said and done, they're carrying a weight of things that have happened in their past. And I've talked with people, and it was just like it happened yesterday when it happened 30, 40 years ago. It's just so new and fresh in their mind. Why? It's because they're carrying this weight, this baggage. And I know we, in our minds, are probably not able going to ever totally, completely forget, you know, what happened. But it doesn't have to be a weight to us that drags us back and keeps us from progressing in our spiritual life and being what God is calling us to be. In Philippians, the third chapter, Paul made comment. Philippians 3 and 13, he said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if any, in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you." Forgetting those things which are behind. And Paul, probably better than any of the apostles, had a lot of things that he had to let go of and forget. The persecutions, the consenting to Stephen's death, putting men and women in prison, the saints, persecuting them, coming against them. He had to put those things behind him. He said, forgetting those things which are behind and going on, the Lord, his forgiveness, he doesn't want to pin that on us for the rest of our lives. He wants us to be able to move on. And we can by the grace of God. I'm thankful that the Lord can help us with all these things. But if we see something that's weighing us down and hindering us, Lord, help us. If it's a weight that we can lay aside, the Lord can help us, I believe. I thought about in Luke, the 10th chapter, we have the discourse with Mary and Martha. I wanted to mention something here. Luke, the 10th chapter, and the 38th verse, it says, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me." You know, here she was, Martha was cumbered, and I looked that word up because it sounded like a weight. And it is, it says to drag something around. It's like you're dragging a load around. She was cumbered about much serving. The Lord doesn't want us to get... I think Brother Austis made the comment one time. He said we shouldn't let our weight get on top of us, but to get on top, to be on top of our circumstances and not to be under. And Lord, help us today to find ways to be able to loosen those weights, those things that we tend to drag along with us. Sometimes worry, we can tend to drag those things. And he, Jesus, answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful." That means, that word careful means anxious. It means careful and troubled about many things. Now, he doesn't enumerate. One of them, I'm sure, was her providing, taking care of all these guests, and her sister was sitting at Jesus' feet. But Mary was soaking in. She was taking in what God wanted her to be able to receive. She was putting the Lord first, I believe, in her life. But she was troubled about many things. And the enemy this morning would like to trouble us also about the past. Maybe it's about the future. The enemy can do all kinds of things to cause us to be troubled in our mind, in our heart, in our spirit. And it acts as a weight to us spiritually. And we don't want to carry those things for very long. We want to learn how to give them into the Lord's hands and to submit it into the Lord's hands. And I know I was visiting with my son on this last trip, and we got to visiting and talking, and it seems like he was telling me that some of his greatest blessings have come when he has surrendered himself, his circumstances, his situation into God's hands. And I wholeheartedly agreed with him. I said, I know that's true. It's just when you really surrender, it's just like a load lifted. You know, it's just like you're putting it in the Lord's hands, and now I don't have to carry it. Do we believe that this morning, that God wants to carry our burdens? He wants to carry our load. He wants to carry those weights, those things. Boy, when I think about the troubles that people are in, the condition that the world's in, I think, Lord, how do you do it? He knows, the scripture tells us that he knows the number of hairs that we have in our head. The scripture also says that he knows every time a sparrow falls from the sky. The smallest, minutest I don't know, the Lord's a giant computer. He's way above and beyond his. In Revelation, it talks about eyes within and without, perception, every angle of everything the Lord knows. And it's not too much for him. It's not too much for him. We don't have to think, well, you know, the Lord's got enough on his hands as it is to take time for me. I want to assure us today the Lord can handle it. The Lord can handle it. If he can create this entire world, he can create the moon and the stars and all those things are there. He has no trouble caring. And he wants to. The scripture says, casting your care upon him, for he careth for you. He doesn't want us to carry those burdens. You know, in this scenario, Martha was carrying some heavy weights, and it affected her. She accused the Lord. She was grumpy with her sister. That's what weights do to us. That's what weights do to us. And I want to say stress has a way of creeping upon us gradually and slowly, and we don't hardly recognize that it's there at times until something happens or something is said, and you think, whoa, where did that come from? Well, it's been all that baggage, all those weights we've been trying to carry over the last few weeks or months that build up on us. And we're not casting it. It says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And I know that's easier said than done, but by the grace of God, we can do that. We can cast our care and our burdens upon him, because he cares for us. He cares about us. He's concerned about our well-being. And I'm thankful today, but that can be a weight to us that we have to just... You know, it doesn't say after this, but I believe Martha probably did that. She probably just went in there and sat down by Jesus and said, let it be. Sometimes we have to do that. Just cast our care. I remember one time we was trying to get ready for Monarch. You know what that's like. You think, I've got to get this done. I've got to get this done. I've got to get this done. And I want to say there are some things that we need to take care of and tend, but you don't have to get everything done before Monarch time. The enemy will just just keep adding stuff to your list pretty soon. I remember we were living at the parsonage in Guthrie. We missed the first weekend. And I don't remember after that, but we started missing days, and I thought, we've got to go. The meeting's going on. We got to go. Lord, help us today to be able to cast our care upon him, for he cares for us. I want to go back to Hebrews 12, because there's this little thought here connected with all of this. It says, consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. And that's what the enemy would like to do. That's what he would like to target us, is for us to be so overloaded that we get weary, that we faint in our minds. Also, Galatians chapter 6. In verse 9, it says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." And that faint is, to me, it's kind of to give up. To give up on God, to give up on serving the Lord. And that's what the whole chapter of faith is telling us, you know, what the people, their trials, their difficulties of faith, that they kept believing, they kept trusting in God. They didn't give up. They held on to the Lord. And we don't want to, because it said in due season, there'll come a reward, there'll come a reaping time, there'll come a time where the blessing will come to us, and the Lord will help us. And I'm thankful for that. "Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." So we want to run with patience. To run with patience. That's quite a statement. To run with endurance. To run with patience. And the Lord will help us as we look to Him. It says, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." That's where our grace, that's where our help comes from. But we want to run with patience. Keep looking to the Lord. Keep seeking Him. Keep praying. Keep believing in His promises. And the answer will come. There's a song we sing. It says, "Pray on until the answer comes." One more scripture in the book of James, the 5th chapter. And the 7th verse. It says, "Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts. For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh." Now, this coming of the Lord, I believe, it does not always refer to His second coming. Sometimes it does refer to the second coming, when I believe the Lord's going to come back. Just like He ascended, in like manner He's going to descend with all the holy angels with Him in the clouds of glory. He'll descend. But also in the scriptures, in the Old Testament, it talks about the coming of the Lord, but it was a time of correction. It was a time when God was going to right the wrongs. And when you read the previous chapter, the first part of this chapter, it's talking about the rich taking advantage of the poor. They've harvested his fields. They labored in his vineyards. And he kept back the hire that was due unto them. In other words, they weren't really getting what they should have been getting. And that's what he's saying. "Be therefore patient, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord." And I think it happens that way in our life also. There's a time when there's maybe perhaps things that are unjust. There's things that are wrong. And then he also says here in verse 9, it says, "Behold, the judge standeth before the door." In other words, the Lord will correct. He'll make right the things that are amiss and the things that are wrong and the things that are happening. And I believe that can happen in our lives also. We want to be patient. We want to wait on the Lord. And to run our ways with patience, keep faith in God, keep trusting in Him. Some people just, I remember visiting with someone, it just seemed like they were discouraged because they prayed so hard about something and it didn't turn out like they thought it should have turned out, and it was just like, I'm giving the Lord up. This says be patient. A farmer that goes out and sows his seed doesn't go out the next day to harvest. He waits. And that's the example. The husbandman waits for the precious fruit. There's a season. There's a time. There's a time to plant. There's a time to reap that which is planted. But it doesn't always happen overnight. And we have to have patience. The Lord, He said, be also patient, establish your hearts for the coming of the Lord. Harvest time, it will come. It will get here. There'll be storms in between. There'll be difficult times, but there'll come a time of harvest. And then it's time to reap. And life is like that in so many ways. You know, I was working at the school. The Lord blessed me with this scripture, really, when I was working at the school. I was praying. I was kind of frustrated with some of the teenage behavior that I was working with. And I got a hold of this verse. And I went to school the next day. I pulled them in there and apologized. I said, I'm sorry. I feel like I've been too stiff. Too starchy. You know, after that, they hugged my neck. They appreciated. They weren't matured yet. They weren't completed yet. And we're all, this morning, a work in progress. Run with patience. We got to have patience with our fellow man, our brothers and sisters. We got to be patient with our children. We got to be patient with the Lord. The Lord doesn't always work on our timetable. And He doesn't always do. He's not a push button. He's not an object just to get what we want. That's not what the Lord is. He wants a relationship with us. And He will meet our needs. Just like an earthly father, a good earthly father will endeavor to meet the needs of his children. Our Heavenly Father does the very same. We heard that this morning in a song, didn't we? Our testimony. Our Heavenly Father will meet our needs. He will take care of us. He will watch over us and He will help us. I'm thankful today that we can shed our weights and that we can run with patience, looking unto Jesus, continuing. You know, Jesus asked the disciples one time, He said, are you going to go? A lot of His disciples, it said they left. And they walked no more with Him. They turned. And they left. Didn't know where they went. Back to what they were doing before. You know, that hurt the Lord. To see all those people up and left. That'd be discouraging. And He turned to the 12. Will ye also go away? And Peter said, where would we go? You have the words of eternal life. They stayed. the course. They kept faith in the Lord. There were some disappointing times that they went through. There were some difficult times that they went through. Even though they had Jesus right there with them, there were still difficult times. And it's that way in our life too. So let's run with patience this morning. Let's hold to faith. Keep believing. Keep trusting. Lay aside the weights. And I believe the Lord, we can see the end of a Christian life with victory. I believe that this morning, that God has provided everything. And that's what these scriptures are for our encouragement this morning, to help us to run a good race, to help us to finish our fight. We don't know how much longer our race will last, but we want to be faithful to the Lord. We want to hold on to faith and confidence. And I've said it before, but I've said it again. There's been several times that I felt like throwing in the towel. Discouraged with myself, discouraged with circumstances. There's times that I felt that way. But you know, the Lord made a way. He helped me. Different times He helped me. Let's hold fast to faith this morning. And I believe the Lord will help us. Let's run with patience the race set before us.